New York baseball GMs has struck. We got a little deal. Was it cash? Was it Stearns? Stearns. Let's make a move here. It's an interesting one. His name is Greg Soto. You got to remember from the Phillies. Obviously, if you're a big baseball fan, you know he's on the Orioles now. Lefty pitcher. All right. And he's been around a little bit. Throws hard. Strikes out a lot of guys. Walks a lot of guys. But here's the bottom line. We don't even know what they gave up yet. This just came across, so Hoff's looking. And I guess it was also a report from Puma that said teams are calling up about Starling Marte. So things are going to start cooking here. But this is the first little domino to start spinning. And this is something that the Mets had to do. I mean, I'm not going to go nuts and say it's an A+. It's not an F. I think it's a solid move. I'd probably say about a B. I don't even think B-. I think more of a B. It's definitely got some upside because he has good stuff. And you look at the way the Mets bullpen is set up now going backwards. Obviously, Diaz. You've got Garrett. You've got Raley back in the mix. I would think that, Hoff, you tell me if I'm missing somebody, Raley, Garrett, Diaz. I mean, the Mets have rolled out a procession of four or five arms who were not useful. I would have to think that Greg Soto jumps right to the line in front of those guys. So, you know, you do a little matchup thing, obviously, even though you have to face three hitters. As a lefty, I'd have to look at his splits, but probably Soto, and then the next wave would be the Raleys, the Garretts, and then Edwin Diaz. Make sense? Am I missing anybody?
Brazaban is like off and on. That's the thing, is that the Mets are like hot and cold. Either they come in and they're lights out, or they just have a rough day. So it's so inconsistent. But I think Soto fits much better than a lot of these other guys that we are. I mean, they've been on a cycle of DFAing guys,
no question.
Bringing them back, calling them up. Yeah. Jeez. Well, no, but
he was a starter.
Yeah, like Rico Garcia, Dickie Lovelady. I mean, legitimately, you go through these people that they've been recycling through the waiver wire. It's ridiculous. Uh-huh.
I like it. Again, not going nuts, but I like it. These are the moves that, you know, you got to make. And it's a low-level move. I don't know. He's probably up after this year contractually. I don't have that in front of me yet.
He's a free agent after this year.
I figure so. Okay. You don't give up anything. It's a rental. He's a lefty. Again, 44 strikeouts, 36 innings. You love that. 18 walks in 36. He is wild. Yeah, go ahead, Hoffy.
All right. Sounds like, so from Martino, I see for Wellington Aracena.
I don't know who
and
he is.
Cameron Foster. I got to look up to see where they fit.
They got to be low A guys. Have to be. I mean, I would think they're low A guys.
I would hope so.
Okay.
Maybe they guys they just picked up off the waiver wire. I'm joking.
Yeah. He's been really active then, huh? They made the move and he picked up guys off the wire. All right there, Mets fans. If you want to react to that, you can. You know, let me get a shout out here. I don't usually do shout outs. This is a good friend of mine I grew up with, Pat. So, and this guy's a massive fan of the BT and Sal show. So, first of all, his name is Brian Hagan, Lieutenant, Ladder 157 in Flatbush. Awesome house. I know a few guys there. And Pat just screenshotted me from Brian's wife, her birthday message to him on Facebook. Happy birthday. Oh, isn't that so nice? Happy birthday to my everything. That's great. You're my confidant, the most incredible dad to our amazing kids, a husband I adore, and my partner in Knicks and Jets fandom. Good taste. How about this part, though? Whether we're celebrating a win, venting after a loss, or analyzing every word BT and Sal say on their latest show, I love you, blah, blah. There you go. That is a BT and Sal family. So happy birthday there, Brian Hagan, Lieutenant, doing good work out there on the job. Ladder 157 in Flatbush. Have an awesome day, man. It sounds like you got a good woman, too. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal and all the fan. Ralphie in East Islip. Ralph, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, BT.
Mm-hmm.
Couple things. Well, you know, you were talking about Ichiro while I was on hold there, and just I was watching something on him. I don't remember what it was the other day. And after he retired, he threw the first pitch out at one of the games, and he hit 91 on the clock.
I saw it.
And some of the things you don't remember about him is that he was a great outfielder.
Yeah.
He had an awesome arm.
Yeah.
And he could kill bases.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't forget that. Well, I mean, if you watch baseball, who forgot that? Ichiro was amazing. You know, the other thing that I heard about him, and I'll let you make your next point. I remember hearing.
I wanted to call about.
Oh. No, I got you. I'm not hanging up on it. I got you. But one other thing about Ichiro. First of all, about a week ago, I saw video of him throwing. So he still keeps his arm loose. And it wasn't about the first pitch. He was just doing a workout. And outside of Christmas, this goes back to when he was playing. even at later stages with the Yankees, he would, the only day that he would take off was Christmas. Every other day there was a stretching and or some type of baseball activity in Ichiro. Just amazing.
He was amazing. Is, whatever, I don't want to put him in.
No, he was an amazing player.
Yeah. So I called about Mets fans. I'm a Met fan rooting for the Yankees in July, which I don't see why you wouldn't want to do it, because the best part about it is if the Yankees lose, yeah. What difference does it make to me if they lose? Now, if they lose a game in September to the Phillies or the Brewers or some team that I'm, you know, going up against for a playoff spot, then yeah, obviously I'm going to be upset about that. But in July, root for the Yankees tonight. Who cares? They lose, you lost no skin off your.
You could lose skin. No, well, first of all, yes, you got to root for the Yankees here. But the first part about like later in the season, I don't care if it's April 9th or September 27th. What's the difference? It's 162 games, you know? The Mets made the playoffs by, was it a game last year off? Right. They just got in. You know, they narrowly got in with 88 or 89 wins. So I think any time that, from a Mets fan's perspective, the Phillies or the Braves or the Dodgers or the Brewers or the Cubs, I'm just thinking about wild card, even though the Brewers lead the division. I think they still have the best record in baseball. The Padres, Giants, teams in the periphery of the playoffs, the Reds, you know, you should root for the Yankees to win. It doesn't matter what month it is. That really is immaterial to the conversation. It's about just having your adversary just pile up a lot of losses. Let me get Artie in East Hills. Artie, what's up, man?
Yes, Brandon, I'm disputing what you had to say about Suzuki and Ted Williams. If you take a look at the stats, Ted Williams missed 5 years in the service. He had 2,000 walks compared to 647 to Ichiro. Okay, he had 2,600 hits. You give him 5 years more, 2,000 walks, a WAR of 120 versus 60. I don't see how you can compare the two. I mean, Ichiro was a great ball player. I don't dispute that.
Yep.
And one of the best for his time.
Well, first of all, he didn't miss 5 years of WAR for World War II. He missed three. Number one.
He missed. You look at the years he missed in the 50s in Korea. He was in six games in 1 year and 37 in the next.
Well, he missed.
That was 52.
So hold on. You're talking about the Korean War. All right, so obviously World War II, he missed 43, 44, 45. That I know. I don't know about the...
Yes, he essentially missed 2 years in the Korean War. He only was in 40-some
Korean
games.
Korean War was in the early 50s. What, 52?
52 and 3?
Yeah.
52 and 3?
Yep.
Hey, listen, what did Ted Williams bat in his second to last year in the third year, the last in the majors when he was how old? 39? He had 388?
His last year or second to last?
I believe it was his third to last. He hit 388, and then he hit 326 in his second to last.
And he led the league. Well, second to last year, he hit, I think, 250-something. Yeah. But you're in the neighborhood.
Yes.
I got you. But listen, Artie, I'm not going to tell you that you're wrong for saying that Ted Williams is the great. All I'm saying is, and I presented it as such, that if it would have come over early, et cetera, et cetera, I don't need to restate what I said. You heard me. That there would have been an argument, especially younger fans who didn't see Ted, that Ichiro was the purest hitter of all time. I don't think that that's an outlandish statement, man. I just don't.
No, I wouldn't say it's outlandish. I would just say, comparatively speaking, you know, with WAR and all those other statistics that sometimes don't mean anything. But, you know, when you look at Ted's 2,000 walks and you look at the 521 home runs, and you look at his WAR, I think he's got to come out ahead. But
it was fair enough. I mean,
that's our opinion.
Yeah, numbers are irrefutable. No, so I'm not going to push back on that. But, you know, one thing that is not a number, but it's also a reality of when he came up. He came up in the late 30s. Ted Williams came up. And, you know, did he play against minorities? I mean, this is the rabbit hole I don't even want to get. He did, eventually. Not right away. Ichiro did. So, I mean, you could parse this however you want. And it's not better than. It's just to contextualize, really, or not even. I mean, I don't have to provide context. Really, it's just to reinforce how amazing Ichiro was rather than denigrating Ted Williams or Tony Gwynn or Ty Cobb or Rod Carew or Boggs or whatever. 888-808-1019. It's BT and Sal on the Fan. Got you another hour that it's Evan Atiki coming up after us.